Jakob, you look at this season coming up, and it seems like the shift suddenly has gone from a fairly veteran-laden team to a lot of the young guys, especially going to be thrust into that role now. How ready do you feel, not only that yourself, but you, DeLon, Pascal, are to take the reins and to be that supporting cast to those core guys ahead of you?
I feel like we're definitely ready for it. We've worked a lot this summer, like all together. We've had a lot of camps, and we've been working here for 3 weeks now. Really, as a group, like that, it's going to be that second group coming off the bench. So I feel like we've developed some sort of chemistry, and really, like, we're all ready to bring the energy off the bench and just like come in and play. Like there's not too much thinking about it. Like we're not going to run that many plays anymore. They want us to just go out there and play and like shoot, run, drive, like whatever it is, really just play your heart out.
Jakob, I was asking Pascal this, and you guys were in the same position last year. He came in, ended up starting. You also came in and ended up getting significant minutes at significant times because of injury. When you look back, what do you realize, boy, I didn't know this, and I'm going to be better at this in the coming year?
I mean, there's so many things that you just, like, pick up throughout, especially throughout your first couple of weeks in the NBA. Like the intensity, like the how hard everybody plays, how ready you have to be for every single opponent. I underestimated that a little bit last year, like the individual scouting that goes into every single game. So it's stuff like that. It's not even things that I can put my finger on right now, but it's just the fact that I have like what 40-ish. I don't even know how many games under my belt now, and going in with that confidence that I know what's coming up.
How much of a transition was it, or a learning experience was it, for everything that came outside of the game, outside of the lines, in terms of just being on the road and the travel and learning a new city and making new friendships and relationships on and off the floor and all that comes with being a professional athlete?
Obviously, like that wasn't easy last year, but once again, that's something that we've done already. Yeah. Like we're past that. We've been to all of these NBA cities. Like we know all the hotels now. Like it's little things like that you don't have to worry about anymore. Like we know how the whole like road trip process works. Like I remember last year going into training camp, I didn't know what to pack or like what to expect really there. And now this year it's already like, okay, what's new? So I think that's definitely an advantage for us to come back and have that experience.
Jakob, how hard did the business side of the game hit you this summer when you look at the changes that were made? Corey's gone, Damari's gone. How hard did the business side hit you where you, I mean, you went through some battles with those guys and all of a sudden now they're gone?
It's weird. I guess it really hit me the first time last year around All-Star break when we lost T-Ross. Like that was like the first time I was like, whoa, like everybody always talks about the NBA being a business that you could be traded at any time. But then it actually happened to not me, but like a teammate of mine for the first time when I experienced it. So it was a similar feeling again this summer, like just with losing guys like Corey, or right, Damari, Pat, PJ, really, like these are all guys I've gotten to know a lot better over last year and now they're gone. So It's a little weird, but I guess it's something I'm going to have to get used to anyway. So I feel like the more it happens, the more I'm in this business, the more regular it's going to become.
Well, when you look at the rest of the league too, and more regular, the way it's become more regular, Carmelo Anthony's moved, Paul George has moved. What does that strike you? How much do you watch what else is going on? I know you're concerned with what's happening in Toronto, and Toronto is it, but how much do you look at the other stuff that's going on and go, yeah, it is a business, and boy, some of the teams really have gotten stronger.
Yeah, definitely. Like some of these teams have accomplished some things this off season. It's a little weird looking at it, to be honest. Just because it's, for me, I'm almost like from the outside looking into those like trades and me thinking about like how we're gonna play against these teams next year, and like how like teams that were contenders last year all of a sudden like lost two or three of their best players and are now towards the bottom more, and the other teams have come up like from like being at the bottom, and they're all of a sudden going to be like a playoff team. So it's really weird how fast things can change, I guess, in the NBA, and that's something I'm still going to have to get used to.
With Jakob Poeltl, Jakob, I asked Pascal this about Summer League, watching you at Summer League and watching him and Fred, and how much more comfortable you guys looked in your second Summer League after a year in the NBA. Did you find that? I mean, Pascal said, well, the game slows down for people like DeMar and people like that. Maybe not so much for me, but it had to have a little bit for you over that time.
I mean, definitely. It's like just going into Summer League. It was similar, like I just talked about training camp last year. I didn't know what to expect. I wouldn't say scared, but I was definitely nervous about going into Summer League. And all of a sudden this year, it's like, okay, what's new? I've done all this. Like, yeah. I feel like I'm like one of the veteran guys on this team. And like,
especially in Summer League.
Yeah, I have to like show these young guys what to do at Summer League, how everything works. So it's just that, I don't know, that confidence you get, like after even 1 year of doing it, makes a huge difference.
How much of a difference does it make knowing that you've got the coaching staff back too, and there's familiarity and continuity, not just from the top with Dwayne, but even throughout the staff with the assistants?
I didn't even think about that, to be honest, because I guess that's like, I was expecting them to be back. Like, I'm not part of this business long enough to experience like a bunch of coaching changes, but yeah, honestly, like I'm glad they're back. I thought we had a really good coaching team, and I hope it stays this way.